Also have apologies from Serge and Dominic, and you'll also notice that we also have a resignation from Michelle Cook, who will no longer attend any of these meetings. So we move on to approval of absence. We have none. Questions from the public at the airport committee meeting held on Thursday the 22nd of November. There is nil. Questions from elected members of the airport committee meeting on the 22nd of November. There is nil. Item 4, public time.
Through you, Mr. Chair, the agenda should have actually had our note regarding the meeting being recorded for audio recordings. So that's a general statement that we put into the agenda. The agenda template has been updated, and that will now be inserted as part of the minutes. But there are no members of the public here today, so I won't necessarily read it out.
No, that's fine.
So, through the Chair as well, I believe that Councillor Billingham was actually an approved leave of absence and not an apology, so it's not reflected in the minutes.
Public question time, public statement time. There are no publics, so there's nil from them. Questions from members without notice. Any questions from members without notice? Councillors? Nothing? Nil.
No, thank you, sir.
Declaration by members that have given due consideration on those contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. Please indicate that you have acknowledged them all. 7 love. Thank you. Confirmation of the minutes of the on the 22nd of November. The minutes of the meeting held on Thursday the 22nd were not accepted at the last meeting because we never had a quorum. So we will need a resolution to accept the minutes of the 22nd of November. Someone like to move, so? Sorry, I saw Natalie put the hands up.
She probably did.
Move. And moved, Rory seconded, councillors on back. All those in favour? Motion carried. Now we move then on to the minutes of the department. We move on to the notes, not the minutes, of the committee meeting that did not take place but had discussions on December the 6th. I'd like to have a resolution that we receive these, receive them only, not to acknowledge, to receive them because they weren't minutes.
So those notes have been distributed?
Yes.
So they'll be just that would just read that the notes of the airport committee scheduled for 6th of December 2012 be received.
Yeah, they should all be circulated. Here's the notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jacob, second with councillor. After all those in favour, motion carried. Thank you. Righto, we move on to the announcement by Chair without discussion. I have none. Petitions, deputations, we've already had our discussions. There's none. Establishing the Port Hedland International Airport. I think this was passed on to us at our last meeting. It's a move to involve other members of the usage of the airport into the arena of the new establishment of the airport and the upgrade. I'd certainly like to emphasise that this committee reports back, or not in the case of report back, but certainly notifies this group of any decisions that they may make or wish to make, so that we're well and truly up to scratch with what's happening at the airport with the users group.
I do think they should report.
Yeah, they come back to us.
So through the chair, so they won't be having formal meetings and stuff. So they'll raise issues at an operational level, yeah. But there's no doubt that we can actually raise those, bring those notes back so that the committee's informed about the discussions that are occurring.
Yeah.
They'll see those notes of the meeting.
Yeah.
I'm happy to move the officer's recommendation that the airport committee, the working group, be established.
Do you want to include it there anywhere and report back to this committee?
I'm sorry?
Do you wish to add to that and report back to this committee?
I believe the CEO has advised us that the notes would come back to the committee anyway.
Well,
they're not holding any official meetings, are they?
No, they're only, I think we, sorry, through the chair, I think we've worked on quarterly meetings.
Yes.
And they'll be talking about mainly operational issues. But happy to have the notes of those meetings circulated to elected members and through to the committee members.
Okay, so would you like...
notes be forwarded to the members of the committee and members of the council?
Be included as part of the agenda of the committee, as an attachment.
Just report back.
Yep, so we're aware of happening. All those in favour of the resolution, all those in favour, carry.
Mover.
Seconded. Right, we move on. Late items as permitted by chair. We have two late items, councillors. The first one is the airport bar and cafe lease. Open for discussion, comment.
Can we consider that one as a confidential item?
Oh, you want to put that down as confidential?
So perhaps if we could deal with that, perhaps as 13.2.
I beg your pardon, yes, I have taken off my agenda off 11.1. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I've taken it off 11.1 and put it down to 13.2.
So perhaps through the chair, if the committee might just consider accepting those two late items.
Yeah.
For the discussion.
I'm happy to move that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Seconded. Sorry, Julie.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Carried. Righto, we move on 11.2, airport up website update. Very comprehensive document. Any discussion? Comments?
Have to move in and out of confidentiality.
This is not confidential.
Not confidential.
11.2, not confidential.
Just
a report on the.
No,
report
for certification.
Thanks, Mark. All those in favour? Motion carried.
It's just great the detail you can get out of the...
I'd like to mention that is that if next time we could do that, could we elaborate a little bit, because I can't read one word of it. Can't read one word of it. But the resolution was okay, but the information table, not one word. Beg your pardon? We move on. Motions which previous notice have been given, they are new confidential items. The first one is 13.1. I would now ask for somebody to move that we move into Councillor Sonbach. Councillor Harp, all those in favour? Motion carried. Discussion? We're waiting for your latest information. Director, any information that you'd like to pass on to a partner that you've already given us prepared for us for the meeting? Update on terminal electric charge to put in the National Airport.
Thank you,
Joel. Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Jacobs. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, now we go to 13.2. That is the airport lease. Any discussion?
No points of clarification
from anybody? No. Okay. That's good. You're happy with that, Councillor Jacobs? I thought you had a query.
No, that's my query as well.
Okay, thank you. Move Councillor Jacobs, second Councillor Jacobs. All those in favour? Carried. Applications for leave of absence. Do we have any?
Come our confidential item, please. Somebody like to move? Councillor Sombat, Councillor Hart, all those in favour? Motion carried. Any leaves of absence, councillors and members?
Yes, there are. Sorry, I have. I'm in Perth for a week of training next Monday, the 21st to the 25th, and then again from. Not going to turn. In Perth from Friday the 1st to Friday the 8th.
Friday the 11th?
So this is in February.
Oh,
Friday
okay,
the
yeah.
1st to Friday the 8th. But I'll be back to the next meeting.
Any other applications for leave?
No.
No further applications? For yours? Somebody would like to move to the request for application for leave be granted? Majority and move second of jury. All those in favour? Carry. There's one item that's not on here, and I think it should be discussed, and that's a proposal from the council regarding the future dates of the of this meeting. So it's as you know, or most of you are aware at the present moment, that the council has resolved or accepted that most of their businesses will be run on a Wednesday. That all the meetings will be run on a Wednesday. And I think there has been some general discussions that if we're going to hold the meetings on Wednesdays, irrespective of whether it's going to be a council meeting or whether it's going to be a committee meeting, that they still be retained to the Wednesday and not have a meeting on the Wednesday and then say an audit meeting on the Thursday or a airport meeting on the Thursday, that they reclaim them and put them all in on the Wednesdays as requested. It's open for discussions if anybody would like to make any comment about it.
Does that include the airport committee as well?
Yes.
Because if council meetings are at 5:30, then the airport committee meeting could be at 12:30, which might
be included. It may not necessarily be the same date.
Oh, okay.
It may not necessarily be the same date.
Through the chair, I think there was. I guess there's general discussion at that protocols and priorities workshop about trying to contain council business on the Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Perhaps if this committee was keen to meet on the first Monday, first Wednesday of the month, then that would take it out of our ordinary council meeting cycle. But that's not going to suit Councillor Jacobs, who's going to be away for the next. Would mean you'd be away for the next meeting.
Yeah,
if
you
went to the first Wednesday. Yeah.
I'm very happy to have all the meetings on a Wednesday, and I've kept all Wednesdays for myself.
And at this stage, in terms of, I guess it's up to this committee to determine when they would like to meet.
Yes.
Council can't instruct you when to meet, and also the fact you've actually got community members who form part of the committee, it's really a committee decision as to when you prefer to meet, and of course the time frames, especially for community members who may
need. As long as we meet late afternoon.
Well, I think for discussion with the other members, what about our outside members? What about you, Ronnie? Does this make any difference to you? Can I just go back? The day is the one we want to get at the present moment. For us, does Wednesday make any difference to you?
I'd make a comment that I'd be happy for it to be around about lunchtime meetings, rather than a late afternoon for the time.
I'd agree with that. Councillors,
I know there's community members here, that's the problem, I understand that, but if we're walking out every Wednesday, includes a fair amount of other things that happen for me on a Wednesday, which I give up once a month, but now, as long as they don't get past, you know, the 5:36 mark, then that means that...
Councillor Zombat, do you like my comment?
I'm happy with the lunchtime.
Wednesday's good. Lunchtime all right with you, Florence? Well, would it be acceptable that we put a resolution to council that we... except the second Wednesday? Wednesday?
I think
the first, I think, didn't we?
The council Wednesday's on the third.
The third.
So if we have it on the Wednesday prior, that'll give us time to get the, you know, any things back for council resolution.
It's through the CEO. Would that give sufficient time for the minutes?
Sorry, if it was on the...
On the second Wednesday?
And we're just going to make it quite tight if there was to be any additional officers, research or recommendations attached.
Yeah.
So if I can, just to explain what at officer level what we're doing. Every Wednesday morning we have an executive meeting as well now. At the moment, we're currently moving our teleconference with KPMG on the Integrated Planning and Reporting Framework to a Wednesday, I believe, as well. Notwithstanding, if this committee chooses to meet at midday on the first or second Wednesday, I'm not sure if there was a distinction.
Well, we're just checking if the second Wednesday...
Well, the first is easier, I think, in terms of the timeframes for getting any other research that officers might need to do, because the committee can make a recommendation, but officers may need to make an alternative or secondary recommendation leading up to the council considering the matter.
Well, would it be precise that we put the first Wednesday? I know that you won't be there, Councillor Jacobs. That we do make the first, because I do believe that gives much more time for the staff to have the minutes up for the third Wednesday.
We have an ordinary council meeting that's been moved to the 16th of February as well, haven't we?
To my knowledge.
You'll have concept briefing?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any meeting. Well, I didn't have that discussion. Would somebody like to move that we recommend to council that the airport committee meeting meets on the first Wednesday of each month at 12:30?
So through you, Mr. Chair, you don't need to recommend it,
council. Okay.
It's a committee decision.
Okay. Well, by resolution.
Well, I think for the sake of the committee, you should have a resolution.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a move that we accept that. Right. Move councillor Song back. Second was councillor. All those in favour? So all happy with that?
The first Wednesday.
First Wednesday at 12:30.
12:30?
12:30. Is that yours?
Just clarifying the terms of reference, apparently had your...
The reference set the meeting date, so this committee can only recommend to council, and then council will need to adopt a new date for the meeting of this year.
That's what I said.
Sorry,
that's why. Because normally it's the committee chooses, it's not the council that chooses your meeting date. So
that's the resolution, so we recommend to council for adoption. That carries unanimously that. And the only other point that I've got is that, as you all know...
Excuse me, since that's been highlighted to us, I find that we should look at the terms of reference that says that we have to bring something to council as little as changing a meeting date and time. So I would suggest that we make a recommendation to change that line or that criterion in the terms of reference. Because I find that's not something that council should deliberate on a council meeting about what date we meet. That should be determined by the committee. So I'd like to make a second recommendation or to the committee.
If I can, councillor, following on from the Protocols and Priorities Workshop, there was general agreement that the terms of reference for both council standing committees needed to be reviewed.
Yep.
So I'm happy for you to make a recommendation, but I've taken it on as an administrative task to actually review both those terms of references.
Cool,
that's good. Okay, so we're going to leave it in advance for time being.
Well, if that's
going to be procedural, we did discuss it there. We're going to have a look at the both committees. I can't believe it as it is. The only other one that hasn't been discussed, and I think we should, is the resignation of Michelle Cook. You'll know that Michelle is moving on to Perth, and I'd like to, or council's already voted, they are making a advertising for the member for this committee. Don't really need a resolution, but I think it's something that should be discussed.
Through the chair, I'm just wondering if we bring an item through to the February meeting, which is actually not that far away, perhaps with a review of the terms of reference and your committee membership,
it can be in the same
and can contain it within the same.
Yep.
Yep. Right. Okay. No further business. No further business. I declare the meeting closed at 5:50. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Pleasure.
Paul Gould. Yay.
Thank you very much for your help. There you know where all your Wednesdays are now, buddy.
Thanks a lot of St. Arnold's.
Yeah. It's
been us 2 years together.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good progress.
Yeah. That meeting, hey girls, that meeting starts at 12:30. Don't forget we'll still have our hour beforehand for our discussions.